candles lit, eyes a slit, jumping out, paper clip, making moves to sail a ship.
Up, Shook Up Girl. That's the latest from Boz Scaggs here on the Time Machine. Off his latest album, Memphis, Boz will be here on Maui this Thursday, November 14th, at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, inside the Council Theater at 7:30. He always puts on a great show for Maui. Let's welcome him to the broadcast. Aloha, Boz.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
How is it that you came with the concept of this album? Because you're doing a wide variety of some really great old school songs as well as some new ones.
Well, a couple of factors, really. I made a record in the 90s called Come On Home that was a collection of sort of favorite R&B songs and blues songs, and it just has sort of resonated in time as one of my favorite things that I've ever done. I wanted it to be just a singer on this record. I wanted to play some guitar, but mainly I didn't want to produce. I didn't want to have any responsibility other than getting the material together and being a singer. About a dozen years ago, while I was making a record called Dig, I met Steve Jordan, drummer, who is one of my favorite musicians, one of the best drummers I've ever heard, and a guy who I personally really dig a lot, and he's a great producer. We've been talking about doing something, and it just sort of came up that he's got some time. It comes at a perfect time for me, and we started trying to nail down some dates, and finally last summer I got it through his people that he had 10 days, and it was just when I was finishing tour, and it just worked out to be perfect timing. And we actually never really said, what do you want to do? It was just like, we kind of, without ever really speaking about it, we just kind of knew what we wanted to do. We didn't know exactly, but we just knew that it was just going to be a groove. So we talked about players, and it was just sort of actually, it was just sort of mysterious, the phone call we had, because we were both so much on the same page. Like Steve said, let's go to Memphis and go to this particular studio. And I said, man, that's exactly what I was thinking. Let's go to Willie Mitchell's studio. And I would really want to get Ray Parker Jr. to play guitar. And he said, man, that is exactly who I want to call. It's just kind of one of these things. And I pitched a few songs for him. He said, I love it. And he threw me a few songs, and it just happened. And we agreed to meet on September the 1st. We gave ourselves 10 days to cut rhythm tracks, and we exchanged a couple of emails with song suggestions. I made a couple of demos of things that I was interested in, and that was about it. We had a short list going in. We started work that day, and it was a Saturday. We worked Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and we were done. The next day, we overdubbed some horns and strings and had some barbecue and went home. It just worked. There was no more planning. There was nothing more specific, and it's kind of magic.
And very old school in the short time frame it took you to put the album together.
It was very old school. It was one of the things that we really wanted to do. We wanted to be in that room that had a particular sound of an era. The songs themselves come from all over the place. A Steely Dan song, an Al Green song, a couple of original songs, a couple of Willie DeVille songs, a couple of old R&B ballads, a couple of folk kind of songs. But by using this rhythm section that has this particular feel, and in this room that has this groove, this sound that is from another era, it's all analog, and it's just got a sound and a feel. And in the end, it came out feeling like kind of a, you know, an R&B rhythm and blues groove record, even though the material's from all over the place. The glue that held it together was the rhythm section and the studio, the sound.
How did you decide to use Cadillac Walk on the album?
So Cadillac Walk's a song that I had done. It's just a song that I love. Like Willie DeVille did the version that I originally heard, and I collaborate with Donald Fagen and Michael McDonald, and we've got a band we call the Dukes of September. So I did it with them. It just feels good. It's just rocks. And then when I pitched it to this rhythm section in the studio, they gave it a completely different twist. But anyway, it's just a song that's got an attitude that I like.
Let's take a listen to it right now. Cadillac Walk with our guest Boz Scaggs off his album Memphis.
When the moon comes up, the sun goes down, the meteor stars are creeping around, flame in her blood, fire on her breath, 14 names carved on her chest, she got a rose tattooed on her thigh, dead memories inside, dry my young blood wild, my baby's got the Cadillac Walk. Cadillac Walk, she's got the Cadillac Walk. Cadillac Walk. Rita turns down her bed, the grown man bleeding red. Baby, honey, baby, you're the one. Carve your name right on my gun. He sees something nice. Bones rattling my dime. Oh.
Michael McCartney and the Time Machine takes you to 1976.
You're just a man.
1976.
I've got the fever for you.
Got the fever.
Whoa.
Oh, I got the fever.
There ain't nothing that a poor boy can do.
Tell the devil to freeze out.
76.
My love is the light. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said it's my year. Wasn't you there? Can't come up.
Moment of surrender, darling, if you really care. Don't touch me there.
Don't touch me there.
Don't touch me there.
Don't touch me there.
But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
1976, the bicentennial year.
And find out how college dropouts make an incredible living. Yes, it's Michael McCartney and the Time Machine.
Thank you.
1976 here on the Time Machine. That's our musical guest, Boz Scaggs, with It's Over. Before that, What Can I Say? Music continues here on the Time Machine off his latest album, Memphis. Here's Boz Scaggs' take on the Tyrone Davis classic, Can I Change My Mind? On the new KMNO 91.7 FM, Mana'o Radio.
She didn't bat an eye as I packed my bags to leave. I thought she was crying. I sit around my room and grieve. But all the girls, she fooled me this time, like I was the last thing on her mind. And I'd like to start all over again. I just wanna change my mind. As I took those steps, knowing all the time, oh Lord, I just didn't want to grow. She didn't give me no sign, nothing that would make me want to change my mind.
Supposed to say, change your mind.
Oh, I played my game so many times before, but people, let me tell y'all that I never reached the door. I keep looking for my baby, but she's not inside.
I Change My Mind? That's the latest from Boz Scaggs off his album Memphis. Boz Scaggs will be in concert this coming Thursday. Tickets are available at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. You can go online to MauiArts.org or call 242-SHOW. Now, you've performed on Maui a number of times. You actually mentioned the Dukes of September. I believe that was the last time you performed.
Yeah, we were there last October, I think.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just a year flies by, and we're so glad that you're coming back. What is it about Maui that you love so much?
I started coming over in the early 70s. I just made some friends over in Lahaina, and it was my getaway place, and it was just the place where I went to just, I'm like a lot of other people who just fell in love with the spirit of Maui. as those of you and those of your audience who know, it was quite a bit different. And I mean only in, well, the development has taken place, but there's still such a powerful spirit of, I don't know, of life and of the earth and the sea and the sky. I'm getting a little carried away here, but it's a magic place for me. It always has been, and I'm sure it always will be. It's just a place I love to be, and to come and play in Maui is just kind of a wild ride. People really dig music, and they love to show it. It's just about one of the best audiences you could have anywhere. They love music. It's a beautiful setting, and there's a special spirit that makes music feel real good there.
Well, I remember the first time that I saw you perform live was at a place called the Blue Max on Front Street in Lahaina, and it was a magical evening. I remember that's what we do here on the Time Machine. Take you back.
That's right.
In fact, let's take this time machine back to the year 1976. This is Georgia from our guest Boz Skaggs right here on the Time Machine.
Listening to the Time Machine. Or any questions, drop us an email. The address, thetimemachine@yahoo.com.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on the shore, a dream will take us out to sea. Forevermore, forevermore. Close your eyes on me, and you can be with me. 'Neath the waves, through the caves of hours, long forgotten now. We're all alone, we're all alone. Close the window, call the light, and it will be alright. No need to bother now. Let it out, let it all begin. Learn how to pretend. Once the story's told, it can't help but grow. Roses do, lovers too, so cast your seasons to the wind. Hold me dear, oh, hold me dear. Close. And it will be alright.
It's become a pop standard here in the islands for Hawaii's own Cecilio and Capono, and a radio hit as well for Rita Coolidge. That's our musical guest, Boz Scaggs, here on the Time Machine with his classic song, We're All Alone. I remember for myself, the first time that I heard you was shortly after you left the Steve Miller Band, and I just connected to your song, We Were Always Sweethearts. I've always wondered what served as inspiration for that song.
Well, it's when I first started my own band. I had about 10 months helping Steve out with his original Steve Miller blues band. We split up and Steve went solo and I went solo. I made a record with Atlantic. After that record, I put together a band. I made that record in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and I stayed down there in the South for about 6 months after finishing that record. I put together a band of musicians mostly from around Florida and some people I knew in Texas, and I drove back to San Francisco, which I had sort of made my home base. Started playing clubs in this band, and as a part, we started to get a sound and started writing songs for a new record. I moved over to CBS Columbia Records at that time. We were doing kind of a club. We were a club band and, you know, a dance band. We had a couple of guitars, a keyboard, some horns. And the music around San Francisco at that time was like Sly and the Family Stone and kind of popping club dance groove music. So we started playing this groove that was like, there's this song called Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells. It had this rhythm that I kind of picked up from that song and just started playing my own chord changes and wrote the song around that kind of rhythm feel. And that was We Were Always Sweethearts. Just something that kind of came out of playing all those clubs at the time, a dance groove thing.
Crank your radio up. Here's Boz Scaggs. We Were Always Sweethearts. 1971 here on the Time Machine. KMNO. 91.7 FM, Manao Radio.
We were always sweethearts, different in our ways. Together we spent happy hours and oh, happy days. Laughing in the sunshine and crying in the rain. Together we knew happy days and never knew no pain. Yeah, Saturday, sunny sunshine, happy days will never be. Together we knew happy days, we never had it better. Yeah, cloudy days, sunny sunshine, happy days will never be the same. Oh, no, no. Yeah.
Michael McCartney and the Time Machine takes you to 1980.
1980.
Breakdown Dead Ahead. That's Boz Skaggs, who's going to be in concert this coming Thursday at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. Other iconic musical artists like Carole King with Tapestry and Michael Jackson with Thriller. How is it for you with Silk Degrees being such an incredible album that really connected with an audience in a big way? I mean, you still perform a lot of those songs in concert to this very day.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's a wonderful thing to have a record like that. If it had been my first or second or third record, I think it probably would have blown my mind. But it was probably my sixth or seventh record or something. And I had worked a lot. I worked really hard. So when that record came along, we had already, the studio musicians that I made the record with had joined me to go on the road. And I was just doing what I always did. I make a record, then we go out on the road and we play it. And we, you know, the record company tries to get some radio play and you try to get a hit and you try to spread the word and to get lucky and maybe catch a hit song out of it. That Silk Degrees record really didn't start out to be a big smash record. It had kind of a slow start, and it was like my other records, which were selling well. I mean, I was able to stay in my contract. I was playing more. I was gaining an audience with every record. So I just went out and played. And then after some time, I mean, it may have been 6, 7, 8 months after it was released, which is a long time, and it seemed. It finally, Lowdown, got to be sort of a minor hit on an R&B radio station in Cleveland. The record company started smelling the possibility of a hit, and so they started pressing that record to other R&B stations, and it caught on all over the country on black radio. It was at a time when music from the R&B side of the radio dial was starting to catch up with radio from the top 40 radio dial, and it crossed over into hit radio, and it became a hit on that side of the dial. Then the album started really gaining momentum, and it caught fire, and as you mentioned, it just became a big record, and we had a number of hits off that record, and I got expanded my audience, of course, greatly. And but we were just doing what we do. We were just playing. Of course, the newfound fame and the hits gave me an opportunity to travel a little more comfortably. I was playing bigger venues, and it just kicked everything up a big notch, and I went on to have a couple more big records, but that's what it does to a career. And as I say, if it had happened earlier, perhaps I wouldn't have been able to hang on. Perhaps it would have been different, but this just allowed me to continue what I was doing. I feel very, very lucky that that happened. I feel particularly now, I've had a long and really interesting career.
Off his album Silk Degrees here on the Time Machine, it's our musical guest Boz Skaggs, Lowdown.
How much you done spent? I swear she must believe it's all hell to say.
Hey boy, better bring a check around
to the sad, sad truth, the dirty Lord down.
Low, low,
Got to have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
Harbor lights up
jukebox playing something about the harbor lights has called me back to some Jamaican bay. Doesn't seem so far away. Keep the change, but I'll repay these memories. Dawn came in this morning like summer junked out melody. The words she spoke as we woke still haunt me. What you feel to won't reveal you. Let me steal you from my.
'76 here on the Time Machine. That's our musical guest, Boz Scaggs, off his album Silk Degrees. That's Harbor Lights. You and I are in our final moments discussing with Boz about his album Silk Degrees and what an impact it had, and all the albums that followed thereafter, as well as the ones before it. They were just all great records, one good album after another.
Well, I don't know about that, but I've been able to continue being a musician, and that's what I've always wanted to be, and that's what I am able to do now, and I just feel very lucky. And that record was very important.
Well, this new one, Memphis, is really nice, and what I appreciate about it, I'm looking at it right now, it's on turntable number 2. That's right. Your album is on vinyl. Thank you so much for doing that.
All right. I like it.
Take a listen to it right now. Much aloha to you, Boz. Looking forward to seeing you in concert this Thursday night.
Thanks, Michael. Aloha to you and to all your fans. I look forward to getting over there.
This is Gone Baby Gone on the Time Machine.
Tell you where it's at. Ain't nobody crying now. Except for me. But it all. Pray. So please.
right back where I was at. Find another fancy as you fly, fly back to your plane. Lost your game, no one claims to be. You won't be running that game around here no more, 'cause you're gone.
Keep listening to the time machine.